Welcome to About Townshippers, where we introduce you to people, places, and stories that make the Eastern Townships such a wonderful place to call home. I'm your host, Lexi Reed Lassert. Today I'm joined by Carol, bilingual coordinator at Townshippers Association. We're going to get to know Carol a little bit better, talk about the bilingual program and what it actually looks like, and learn how to get involved. Carol, welcome to About Townshippers.
Thank you.
So, let's get to know you a little bit for the audience who already doesn't know you. I know you're new to the association, new to this role. So, for listeners who haven't met you yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been born and raised here in the townships, and my husband and I were actually the directors of a summer camp outside of Magog for the last 18 years as well, or not for the last 18 years, but for 18 years as well, up until 2023, and we raised our three beautiful kids here, so townships is home.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So what spot in particular in the townships, born and raised?
Magog mostly.
Okay.
So I went to Galt and Princess Elizabeth for elementary school. And
wow, that's so nice.
So it's kind of weird too, then when your kids go to the same school that you went to.
Oh my goodness, Carol, don't get me started on that. Both of my parents were high school teachers at my high school, and they were divorced.
Ooh, awkward.
Yeah, that was something else. But they were both French teachers, so maybe that's how I kind of got into the languages a little bit. But speaking of that, how did you find your way to Townshippers Association? Was it something you've heard of before, or is it something new?
Actually, yeah, we kind of knew about it a little bit. After having spent so many years working at our camp, and when we were done, I tried different jobs, but then I was really looking for something that was community-based. And the bilingual popped up on my feed, and I was like, that's the one.
Ooh, very nice. And so for your role in bilingual, could you give a quick little summary?
So how I got there a little bit, or the summary of the role?
I'd say both. Yeah. How did you discover it once you saw the job listing? What made you so inclined to become the coordinator? And what does being a coordinator entail?
So when I saw the job, it was really interesting because, again, I'm going to go back to our 18 years at camp prior, was that we would receive summer students from Mississippi every summer to come and help. And our Mississippians were there for the summer and didn't know any French, for the most part. Some of them had French, but most of them did not. And so I would spend the whole month of June giving them French lessons and then a little bit throughout the summer as well. And so when I saw the ad for the bilingual coordinator, I was just like, oh, it's just a continuation of what I've already been doing for so many years. And so it was very, it spoke to me. It was very interesting, and it spoke to me because I think it's a very important thing. And so the coordinator role is also a big job, going from publicity to putting up, building the program, finding activities, booking spaces, finding the mentors, finding the mentees, making the matches, and training everybody. And it's a pretty intense role, especially right now.
Oh yeah, for sure, because the registration period is ending very soon. When's the last day to apply?
September 11th.
So if you are interested in our bilingual program, make sure to find us online and register for that by September 11th. So before taking on the coordinator role, what was your experience with French and English speakers and just being a part of the community where it is so bilingual?
Yeah, I was very much raised, I would say, as a typical townshipper, bilingual. My dad was English. My mom was more bilingual. We spoke French at home, especially when my dad was around. But then we all went to English school. And so it was really difficult because I never really felt I belonged in either community. The English would classify me as French, the French would classify me as English, and it was really difficult to feel like I really fit in anywhere. And so, again, this bilingual program to me helps to build the bridges between the two languages and the two communities.
Wow, that's honestly exactly what Townshippers Association is all about, building those bridges, creating those connections, and I'm so happy that you're a part of the team and coordinating this program so that we can continue with it. Have you had a moment so far as you're planning your bilingual program that you've enjoyed more than others?
One thing I'm enjoying is what I'm doing right now is interviewing all of the mentors and mentees. And although it is very time consuming, it is very enriching because I get to hear their stories. I get to hear how they came into the area for the mentees. I get to find out why it is they want to learn French, what their obstacles are, what they're looking for. And just hearing their stories has just been really a privilege to get to share that information and to hear that information. And for the mentors as well, getting to meet these amazing volunteers who just want to give of their time and really invest in the English-speaking population and to share their language and their culture.
Wow. So it really is like an interviewing process. So if you were going to explain bilingo to our audience, what really is it? You've mentioned mentors, mentees. What does that entail?
So the program itself is really, it's a linguistic mentorship program. So it's where we take English-speaking people, even if English is their second language, as long as they don't know French, like they're really trying to learn French. So English-speaking population who are either working or looking to enter the workforce, who want to practice their conversational French. And then we pair them with these mentors who are French-speaking, usually French-speaking Quebecers from the area, but not only those. We get other people as well who are really excited to share about their French language and their culture, and they want to invest in the people and in the community.
I honestly think that is such a fun initiative to have because my own personal experience with the French language, because my dad is Francophone, my mom is Anglophone, I grew up going to an immersion school, and as much as I studied the French language, nothing could have prepared me for the culture shock of actually being here. So all the different lingo, stuff like that, like the slang, I was not up to date with it. And to be so fast and to have the humor in it, I think that was something that I was lacking when I first moved here beyond just the like academic French. Mm-hmm. Like I knew how to like express myself in the most like professional way, as if I was still working at a store or something like that. I didn't know how to be comfortable speaking with friends and stuff like that. So I think this is a great way for people to actually be more comfortable with the language and to really embrace it.
It's something I've been seeing a lot too, even for immigrants who come here who do speak French, but maybe more of a Parisian French or a Creole French, or and they come here and they have no idea what people are saying in the Quebec French. And so they're like, I've got a base of French, but I don't know Quebec French. And so even just giving them that opportunity is really fun.
Yeah. And just practicing, like even a lot of my Francophone friends don't understand this joke I make, but to me, the word jour and jars are so similar. Je te jure means I am telling you this is true. Je te jure. I'm joking. Why are they so similar?
It happens. Or there's that one sentence where something about un verre qui est dans le verre. So anyways, I don't remember exactly, but you can create all kinds of things.
Right. So it's nice to actually have a space where you're not feeling judged, that you can actually try to express yourself, practice these phrases, and really, just improve your French while still feeling like yourself. So going off of that idea, if I were to sign up for Bilingo, what would the experience actually look like?
That's the beautiful thing about Bilingo is that it looks different for everybody because each mentorship pairing is unique. Each pairing brings their own stories, brings their own history, brings their own objectives and goals that they want to learn. So really, the program is one-on-one mentorship, and it's really catered to the mentee's needs and desires and objectives. But on a grand scheme of things, session could look like you're going to meet up for coffee at Tim Hortons, or you might want to go for a walk and talk while you're walking. But you might just go over last week, how was your week, how are you doing, and then maybe look over what do we want to work on today. Spend some time working on those objectives and then finishing off recapping what you worked on and then making plans for the following week.
Very nice. So if someone was interested in Bilingo, what are the expectations? How many times do they have to meet with their partner, stuff like that?
So the basis right now is it's a 10-week mentorship program, 1 hour a week with your mentor one-on-one. It could be in person, it can be online. Of course, we strongly recommend in person, as that's where we find you get the most out of your experience, but virtually nowadays has gotten really good too. And sometimes it's a hybrid, it can be a mix of in person or online. And yeah, that's
very nice. We love a flexible program. And so when you are pairing these people, how do they find their partner?
That's where I'm at right now, and that's a lot of work. So it's really, as I'm doing the interviews, taking down information, recording where they live, recording maybe what their work experience is, what their hobbies are, what their availabilities are, and trying to find some matches in that and build from that. Some people, I'm really blessed that they were in the program last year and they want to continue working again this year as a pair. So that's one or two pairs less I have to worry about. So that's always really great. But for the most part, that's kind of the process that I'm in right now.
Okay, very nice. Kind of playing Cupid, but platonically with our mentees and mentors.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. And so we were kind of saying it could be online, it could be in person. Do you have any stories of what people normally kind of do, like going for coffee, stuff like that?
Most of the time it'll be for coffee. Yeah. That seems to be where most people feel relaxed. I think that taking the time to build their objectives. And so one thing we're going to be doing this year is really asking the mentors and the mentees and the mentors together to come up with the SMART goals and to have an objective for the 10 weeks. So that at the end of the 10 weeks, they can really measure whether or not they have learned something. Because if their goal is just to, I want to speak better in French, it's very hard to measure after 10 weeks and just having conversation. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we can set a goal where it is, so after my 10 weeks, I want to be able to have a 5-minute conversation in French about this subject without having to look for my words, then we've accomplished something, and both the mentor and mentee can be very happy about that.
So why is bilingual different, or how is it different from traditional language classes or just using an app like Duolingo?
Well, as I mentioned before, bilingual is really a personalized one-on-one mentorship program. And so it is really based on the individual's needs and goals and objectives. And it's not just a generalized learning, but very focused learning. And so that in itself makes it very, very valuable. As well, we're going to be hosting some activities where the mentees can practice their French in various scenarios and contexts. So some of the activities we're going to be holding will be, we're going to have a games night that'll be in French. We're going to have a hike in Quaticook, that we're going to have somebody come in and help us learn about nature in French. We're going to have a speed cafe, which is kind of like speed dating, but they're going to be changing tables and having different conversations at all the tables. We're going to be doing an escape room around Halloween. And so all these different activities that we're doing on top of just the mentorship. So you can't get that in a class or from an app.
Obviously. Wow. Actually, that is so, so cool to know. I'm interested in bilingual. Sign me up. Oh, and I think the idea of having a goal is so worthwhile, instead of just talking to talk, to actually set different milestones for yourself. I remember when I first started working in French, one thing that was big for me was learning how to say specific like sentences that I wouldn't know how to translate right off the bat. So for example, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. That was hard for me. It was like, for a long time, I was saying, comment puis-je vous aider, which is right, but it took me so long to like,
puis-je.
So hard to actually get it. And then the similar word was, it's worth it, so ça vaut la peine. Mm-hmm. I was saying ça vaut la peine. Like, I had no idea that that was a different word. It was the conjugation of, you know, want. So it's really nice to actually be in the world practicing these terms and stuff like that instead of just guessing. Mm-hmm. Another example I had, when I first joined the workforce, I was working in a store and I would tell my customers to meet me at my cash register. Mm-hmm. I would say casier. Which it means locker, but for 7 months nobody corrected me.
Really?
Yeah, until one day my manager Richard, he goes, Lexi, Not the right word for it. So, yeah.
Just guys. Guys. Right?
Oh, my goodness. So I think it's fun to actually be able to practice. And I think that being in the Eastern Townships, because it's so bilingual already, people mm-hmm. are very understanding and patient. So, yeah, I think this is the best spot to be having the program itself. And I'm really excited to see the different events that you have going on.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it, having fun planning them all, too.
And so with that, I think I will bring us to our music break. This week's song is Blackbirds by The Beatles.
Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly. A dark black night.
Welcome back, Townshippers. We are talking about our bilingual program today. I'm speaking with Carol. And so, Carol, back to our bilingual conversation. A lot of people say, I don't understand French, but, or I do understand French. Apparently, I can't read English. I understand French, but I don't really speak it. What would you just say to someone who feels nervous about actually using their second language?
It's scary, and we are often afraid of making mistakes because we don't want to look silly. Mm-hmm. However, most people get excited when you're trying to practice their language. So just a funny story. I was in Cuba a couple years ago, and I had was brushing up on my Spanish before going to Cuba, doing my Duolingo and remembering my high school Spanish. And it was a really, really hot day. And I walked up to one of the groundskeepers that we were getting to know, you know, and I'm like, oh, muy fuego, muy fuego. And then he started laughing because I was saying that I was on fire instead of saying that it was really hot outside, right? So he just had a really good chuckle and I had a good chuckle. And at the end of the day, you just have to be able to laugh at yourself and just have fun. Enjoy the experience. And it is such an enriching thing. And you are so blessed. And you got a leg up on other people if you can speak more than one language. And so really just taking that opportunity to just be willing to have fun with it and do your best with it, and know that the majority of people, when they hear you trying to learn their language, will support you and are feel honored that you're actually trying.
Yes, 100%. You've made some beautiful points there. I find I often get compliments on my accent because I used to feel really like silly about my Anglo accent speaking French, but then I realized, you know, I like British accents.
You know? It's true. It's
I like
true.
French accents. Like, yeah. Why wouldn't people like my accent? Yeah. But then I took it a little bit too far where I didn't understand the word fin, comme t'es fin. Oui. You're so kind, you're so sweet. And I thought people were calling me cute all the time. I was like, aw, thank you. You cute. Oh, man. So that's it. Yeah, just kind of embracing it. And you also made another point that it's your second language. Like, yeah. Be proud of that and not so hard on yourself that you are doing something a lot of people can't do, you know, to speak in more than one thing, to put your thoughts into another language. That's big.
And one of the many cool things too with bilingual is that a lot of our people are, say, immigrants from the area and English is their third language.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or French is their third language, sorry, right? So English is their second language and then French is their third language or even fourth language. So it's really impressive mm-hmm. to meet these people who are living these experiences.
Yeah. Well, actually, that makes me think. I used to live in an apartment building and the couple beside me were from Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And so my French was a bit rusty and they didn't speak any English, so their French was better than mine, but it still wasn't their first language. However, it was that link to us communicating.
Yeah.
So we would both speak in our, like, not perfect French, but it was enough to understand each other, and we
yeah.
were able to have coffee and stuff like that. Even when I first moved in, they knocked on my door and had prepared a box filled with the canned foods
Aww,
kind of thing.
Yeah, so
to
sweet.
Get me started. It was so sweet. And then another memory I have of them, so shout out Ahmed. He lives forever in my heart. I don't see him often anymore. But I had lost my keys, locked myself out of the building, and it was going
no.
to be $200.
I
know, to get the guy to come with the key and whatever.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it doesn't make sense in this day and age, in this economy,
I guess.
Okay. So I texted Ahmed just to be like, you know, ça va, peux-tu m'aider? Can you help me, please? And he, with no questions asked, Spider-Maned that building. He scaled the wall onto
oh my
the balcony.
Really?
And then went in through my balcony, opened the door for me. And then I tried to, like, pay him, like, you know, for doing that, because it saved me $200. He didn't accept my money, and he came back, knocked on my door, and had on Google Translate written out, I cannot accept your money. To me, my neighbors are my family.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
yeah. I basically yeah. cried, and so I decided to change the gesture, and I painted a jasmine tree, which
okay.
is the flower of Syria,
yeah.
and did a, like, bracelet for his wife. So.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. It's the power of language, of having those connections, connecting the community,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we were both not perfect in French, but enough to just kind of understand each other and be there to help and form that connection. It's beautiful.
And that's one of the main objectives, too, of bilingual, is that a lot of people who can't speak French feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And so this allows them a place to get to know people, to build that community, that family, you know, of where they can learn and practice their French and get out of the isolation that they're living.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because even for me, with my friends, a lot of them are Francophone, but they speak really good English. And we've gotten to a place where it's more comfortable where I speak English, but they'll reply to me in French, and we
yeah.
go vice versa kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's gotten so fluid and fluent that there's no, like, we don't bat an eye about it. It's just
yeah.
normal to us now. But
le bon franglais.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I have recognized that I've been shy in trying to continuously speak French with them, and I do notice them, you know, trying to help me in different ways. So maybe I will join bilingual.
It's always a good thing.
Oh, boy. So correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the interesting things about bilingual is that both people get to be the learner and the helper. How does that exchange work?
Well, actually, Lexi, that is not correct.
I did say correct me if I was wrong.
Your research was not well done when it comes to this part. No, so it's really not a language exchange. I mean, it is to some point where they will benefit, but the purpose of that bilingual program is really for the English-speaking population to practice their conversational French.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the French mentors who are helping will probably pick up a few words here and there. And some of them have asked, well, if my mentor agrees, can we stay an extra half hour and they can help me with their English, with my English? I'm like, yeah, by all means. You know, that's up to you guys if you have the spare time. But the bilingual program as it stands is really for people who are working or people who are looking for work, who are English speaking and who need to improve their French conversational skills for the workplace.
Well, thank you for the clarification. Consider me corrected. Oh, boy. So what can people get out of bilingual beyond improving their French?
Well, like I mentioned just before, too, it's like a lot of English speakers feel isolated, or people who don't speak French feel isolated in our communities. And so they really get to build that community. One, at our events, they'll get to meet other people who are English speaking, learning French. And so sometimes it's fun to build friendships with people like that. And you guys can practice together and it's less intimidating. Mm-hmm. So there's that community that's being built, but you're also building community with your mentor. And we have a lot of instances where our mentor and mentees do become friends. And the friendship continues after and outside of the mentorship program. And so it breaks that isolation wall and it builds the community. So that's a huge thing. There's also the events that I mentioned, which are going to be free for our mentors and our mentees. They will be open to the public. There might be a fee to the public, but it is still open to the public, but free for our participants of the program.
Very nice. I really love that Bilingo really emphasizes not being ashamed of being an English speaker while also building the confidence in your French language skills.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like shutting down one part of yourself, it's embracing both. So
yeah,
just making sure that our English speaking community is as confident and well equipped as they can be.
Yeah, and being bilingual, being proud of it.
So has there actually been a moment so far as you've been creating this program that you've really thought, this is exactly why this program matters?
As I've been doing the interviews, really, it has been fun to see, if spoken to a few people who have already done the program and who have learned so much, who have been able to really take it back to their workplace, who have made a community, who have gotten outside of their isolation predicament or situation. Just meeting all these people, you really see the need for it. And it's the need of just building that bridge between the English and French population, and it's just, yeah.
So for the participants interested in this bilingual program, do you have to be a certain language level to participate?
We do require that they speak a basic French, able to introduce themselves, speak a bit about what they do, their pastimes, because our mentors are not professional teachers. They are just awesome volunteers giving of their time, and so we don't want them to get too discouraged either, because we don't want to pair them with somebody who doesn't speak any French. So there is a base level. I will be asking some of my mentees to do an evaluation based on the international language test, so A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2. So we would want them to be at an A2 level at minimum in order to be able to participate in the program.
Fantastic. So for anyone who was interested in our bilingual program, you can find Carol on our website. We have all of her contact details there. And our bilingual program, the last day to register is September 11th. So when does it officially start once registration is done?
So we'll be doing a training for our mentors only on September 23rd. But then our mentees, we're asking them to come to our orientation that'll take place September 30th, which is a Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. And then after that is October 4th is the week where the actual one-on-one mentorship program begins.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it here first, folks. And you can find all of this information also on our Instagram, Facebook, at Townshippers. If you have any questions, find us on our website, townshippers.org. Thank you so much, Carol, for being here with me today to talk about our bilingual program. This has been fantastic.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to see the next chapter of bilingual.
Thank you.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Lexi Reed-Lissert on About Townshippers.
About Townshippers airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on CIDI 99.1 FM and CGMQ 88.9 FM, and again on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on CIDI and 4 p.m. on CGMQ. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of About Townshippers. To stay connected with what's happening in the community, follow Townshippers Association on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We share event updates, community highlights, and plenty of ways to get involved. You're also welcome to stop by our offices at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. We'd love to see you, and we have a variety of helpful resources available on site.